Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. We are continuing our shir, Parashas B'Shalach. We are in learning the Parash of Kriyas Yamsuf, based in the Torah Reign of Rabbeinu Zatzal, Gaon HaGadol. And we saw the Yesod HaDvarim, that two miracles happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. One was that the water that was there went away, it went down into the depths, froze there, and the other miracle was that the water went to the side and it didn't fall back. Normally the way of liquid is that it, whenever a hole is made, a gap is made, you take out some liquid so the other liquid fills that hole. But here the liquid went to the side, and what should happen with liquid is it should fall naturally, it should fall down, but here it didn't. So it was made solid on the side, nitzvu k'mod ned nozlim. And though that's betamtzis hadvarim, what we spoke about, and we contrasted that with the miracle at the Yarden and other waters in the world. We saw the psukim in Tehillim. So now we'll take it from there. And again, we already saw neflos, and we will emir t'shem see more neflos. And Shmos Rabbah, in Parashat Chof Aleph Oisvav, it says that when V'kevin shahalach Moshe l'kloas hayam, lo kibel olam li'ikola. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to split the sea said, sorry sir, managed to. Amar le'ayam, mipanecha eini nikra, ani godol mimcho. The sea said, I'm not splitting for you. I'm bigger than you. Shanin of Reisi Begimel. I was created on the third day. You were created on the sixth day. So the sea is telling Moshe he's more chashiv than Moshe, and therefore he doesn't have to split. Kevin Shishama Moshe Kach, Halach Vamar Lekodesh Baruch Hu, Eni Yam Rotsa Likara. Moshe Rabbeinu hears this taina, he goes to Hashem, and he says, Hashem, the sea doesn't want to split. So what did Hashem do? Nosan Yemino al Yemino Shel Moshe. He put his right hand on Moshe Rabbeinu's right hand. Shneamar Molich Liyemin Moshe. As it says in the Pasuk, this is a book in Yeshaya, in the 63rd chapter, in the 12th Pasuk, that calls his glorious arm, Hashem arm, to go to the right arm of Moshe. Zerolat Tefarato, that's his glorious arm. Molchim Moshe, as he brought to the right of Moshe, to Moshe Rabbeinu's right hand. Zerolat Tefarato, his glorious arm, his right hand, as Chazal have it. Bokayam Ipnam, Lassus L'Shem Olam, that divided the world before them to make himself an everlasting name. So he put his hand, his right, on Moshe's right, etc. Miyad roach kadosh baruch hu borach. So the sea saw God and it fled. Shneamar, as it says in the pasuk, hayam ra'ah vayanos. The sea saw and it fled. Ma ra'ah, what did it see? El sheroach kadosh baruch hu shenosan yad yeminu al Moshe. It saw, the sea saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right hand on Moshe. Lo yochol la'akev. He could not hold it back. El borach miyad. He ran away immediately. Amalei Moshe. See, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the sea, Ibnei ma'ata borach. What are you running away for? Amalei hayam. So the yam answers Moshe. Mipnei Elokai Yaakov. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Ayam Rab Ayanos Ad Nisochar Rib Tuchez Gmesel Malchem Sas Sochar Harib Tuchez Gmesel Malchem Milfnei Elo Ma Adon Chul Yoretz Milfnei Elo Kayako Milfnei Adon Chul Yoretz Milfnei Elo Kayako. So he said, I'm running away from the God of Jacob. That's what I'm running away from. Bnei Yerosa Shalach Kodesh Baruch was the fear of God. Miyad Kev Teri Moshe Yad Al Yom Nifka. So immediately, Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand over the sea, and it split. Shneim Rabbi Bokwa Amayim, the water split. Ein Omer Rabbi Bokwa Hayom, doesn't say the sea split. Elo Ebaku Amayim. It says that the water split. Lam Shkol Amayim Shahay B'chol Mayanos V'Boris B'chol Mokoyim Nivku. And this teaches you that all the waters split wherever they were, in the springs, in the pits, wherever they were, they split. Remember by Ebaku Amayim. And then when the water went back, all the water went back. She came over, Yeshua, the water went back. This is the pasuk says. And all these miracles were performed by Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu spread his hand over the sea. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu praised him. As it says in the pasuk, and this is the pasuk right there in Yeshaya. The previous pasuk we quoted was pasuk Yidbei Ramchim. This pasuk. Many remember the days of old. And it also says in the pasuk, quotes the Medrash, "Ksiv Malachli Mi Moshe Zerot Tiferto." He brings to the right of Moshe his glorious arm. Ad kan midivrei haMedrash haNeflan zeh. The Alshich is marich to be tamea ma kavanat ha-midrash. We have here a slew of kashas. Number one, since there's a tanai that Kadosh Baruch Hu made with the yam b'maisa bereishis, like the Medrash itself says, bereish tarav, ayin sham b'divrei ha-midrash. Again, for those who want to look it up, Shmos Rabbah 21:6. Why did the Yam refuse? Why is the Yam making trouble? That's why it was created. That was the Tanai. Number two, why was it different when the Eor turned into blood and the other Makis, there was no refusal on behalf of the natural forces? And here we see the sea started making trouble. Why is that? And indeed, in Bereishis Rabbah, Parasha Hey, it's a mashma that everything was b'tinai. Ayem b'zev ha'arichus, b'akdam shnei, b'sefer ha'gvuris, shalom ha'aral. So they all had a change for the Makkos. So why ma pitom the sea is causing trouble? Number three, what's the end of the bricha? It says it ran away. It should have said it split. Since when it saw God, it ran away. What's the sinyan of the bricha? Afterwards, it said it split. Moshe split it after it ran away. What's the sinyan of running away? And not splitting. It was supposed to split. That was the tanai. What's the inyan, number four, of Hashem putting his right hand on the right hand of Moshe? Number five, why is he running away daf from Ibn Elokai Yaakov? Why daf Elokai Yaakov? It also says in Tehillim Lifnei Hashem Chuli Oretz, the master who created the earth. So why daf was the Medrash Chat the Seif of Ibn Elokai Yaakov? Number six, as we already mentioned, why does it say in the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu raised his hand and the sea split? Already earlier, it says the sea ran away when it saw Hashem. So if that meant splitting, so then what was left for Moshe Rabbeinu to do? The Alshich has a mahalach, which is difficult to accept, so we'll suggest the following. There's a big kasha. What's miyuchad b'neisha kliyas yamsuf? As we see in Chazal, it was a tznai ma'isa b'leishis. That there's going to be a neis of kliyas yamsuf. That was the condition. We see in Chulin that design, we discussed this Gemara in the past, Siyat Shmaya, the Gabriel Pinchas ben Yoir, should Siva the Ginai Nara Machlik Memov. He told the river to split. He was going to Dvar Mitzvah. And you know what, sweet friends? The river split for him. Ein Shabbat Sugya. So Maishna Kriyas Yamsuf, that it was such a special miracle. I, Pinchas Ben Yair, did the same trick. It's like we make a big thing out of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's like the hugest thing. Pinchas Ben Yair did it. This is discussed here by Yerachayim HaKadosh. It's discussed by Rabbeinu in the Sefer HaGvuros in the 41st chapter. אז אפשר לבאר שהסירוב, the refusal of the Yam, or the Sar of the Yam, the spiritual guardian of the sea, not to split, as opposed to the other ten makis, was not because of the change of nature of the water that we had at Kriyas Yamsuf, as we spoke about in the previous shiurim. That the nature of the water changed, instead of being nozli, that it just flows down, didn't. It remained solid on the side. Nah. What was the Yam's problem? What was the Sar Shel Yam's problem? Problem was Shlilat Malchuto. Shaya Yam. Hu Melech Alav. This is like negating his Malchus. There was a sea. This Sar Shel Yam was having this conversation with Moses. He's the Melech. And now he's Melech over the Yam. And now it's becoming a Yabosha. Becoming dry land. So that's a Hafkah Me'ayam. In other words, if I'm the Prime Minister of Russia, and then there's no more Russia. Russia is captured by Poland. I'm always Rosh Hashanah. I'm not the Prime Minister anymore. So, the Sar Shel Yam was ruling over the Yam. And now it lost its Malchus. Now it's the Yabosha. It's an Andrezach. Something else? Kohelas Rabba, Parashat Gimel, Osir Zayin, Katuv Kach Gazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaYam, Sheyehe Yam, Ve'al HaYabasha, Shetehe Yabasha, Amad Moshe, Ve'asa Yam, Yabasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu made Gzeira, the sea should be a sea, dry land should be dry land, Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and he made the sea into dry land. Different mitzvahs. Kohelas Rabba 3:18. Im yomar lecha adam efshar shekadosh baruch hu atid la'asot yam yabasha, could it be that God's going to make the water into dry land? Tell him it already happened by Moshe. As mevuar lehedya, shelo haya ze rak inyan shel yovesh b'mayim. It was not merely an inyan of the water drying up. Ela ma'ya kan, kelashon moreinu rabbeinu zatzal, lishmo zechor tahavat kol nefesh. It is now a different Messias, a different reality. We're making what was called the sea into the dry land, like other dry lands in the world. As we explained. Look in the Michilta and Bayasim and Siyam the Charava. Asoka min Charava. What does it mean? Asoka min Charava. It says it made the sea into dry land. It made it like dry land. What is it? As Ein Sham and Farshim al Michilta. But if it were Reno, Neamar was there. Shalom Yishar Yam. Ela she Yavash. It's not pshat that it remained a sea, it just remained, it was a dry sea. Still call it a sea, but it was a sea that dried up. But it's still called a sea. No, no, Ta'uth. The Medrash is telling us is, it's a different min, it's a different sug. It's a min shel charava. Dry land? And that's why it's a shlila, that's why it's negating the power of the Sar Shalyam. And that's why we need the Tanai, B'maisa Bereishis. That was his, the Sar Shalyam's opposition, and that's why we need the Tanai. Because he's losing his Malchus. V'nira, shedavar ze yitachen rak, על ידי תנאי במעשה בראשית, על זמן זה שלא יהיה ים, ומילא לא יהיה שייך לסורו של ים. ועל זה טען הים, שהתנאי היה בגימל, שעדיין לא נברא האדם, שנאמר שביחס אליו יהיה התנאי. ובעל כורחנו התנאי רק ביחס לקדוש ברוך הוא, ואין זה עניין למשה לחייבו מצד התנאי. נפלא מאוד. So this can only happen if you have a Tanai in Maisa Bereishis. And this time that this, the Sar Shalyam is going to lose his Malchus over the Yam. Because that's against, it's not just a change in nature. It's not justice, it's against justice. He's the Sar Shalyam, now he's losing his Malchus. So the Yam goes to Moshe Rabbeinu and makes the following tiny. He says, listen, when did God make this Tanai? On the third day? Tell me something. Where was man on the third day? Where was man on the third day? Answer. Not here yet. Ah. Not here yet. So you can't be mechayiv me. This whole Tanai is only biyachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This whole condition of me splitting is only in relationship to God. But it's nothing to do with you, Moshe. You can't be mechayev me. You weren't even around yet. That's called Zebayam. So that's all. When it came to the sea, Aval Beginai, No, Nara, Shinitver Kanad Belavach Yochin Amayim Makom Mesuyam Zeh, אלא שחוזר, ומתמלא ממים אחרים הבאים אחריהם. אין הנידון על הפיכת ים ליבשה, שהוא הגדר של כפות תאומות, אלא רק על ניצוק עודי נוזלים. ואינו על העניין של שינוי טבע, ולא הפקעה משלטון של שרו של ים. הדבר זה היה בכוחו של רבי פנחס בן יאיר, לעשות כשם שהיה בעשרת המכות, שלא הוזכר בזה סירוב של הטבע להשתנות. נפלא ביותר. This fundamental difference between Pinchas ben Yair and Kriyas Yam Suf. Pinchas ben Yair, what was happening was merely a Shinui HaTeva. When it comes to the Yam is not just a Shinui HaTeva. The whole Metzius of the Yam is turning into a Yabasha. And therefore, Kafu Teomot, in other words, as we explain, that the wind drew the water down into the ground froze, and the water didn't come back up, as is the Teva of the depths to come up, as we saw in the Gemara in Sukkah. And in addition, it went to the side and made a wall, and then the tab of the water was changed, that it became solid and it didn't fall back down. Those were the two nisim. But what was happening here wasn't just a Shinui Teva Metzvukumodeidoza. It was a Shinui Teva that the Yam became a Yavasha, that the water went down to the Tahomos, and now this is redefined. This area is now redefined as the Yavasha. By Pinchas Ben Yair, we're not redefining the area. It's not turning into a Yavasha. What's happening is that the water is going, the water is flowing down. However, the area in the middle where people, where there's a river, it's not going to be filled up. In other words, it's going to stop the flow. And it's just going to be on the sides, but it's not going to be, it's not going to fill in the empty gap. That's the Nitzvuch Mo'nei Noza. Normally, when you have water and you remove water from a certain place, so then automatically, we all know you don't have to be a PhD in physics, the water that was the empty space, the gap in the water, is now filled by other water. That's the nature of water. That it's just liquid, so it just fills up the hole. So the only miracle by Pinchas Ben Yair, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, was that the water didn't fill up. In other words, the water stopped flowing, and it wasn't filled up by new water. And that's why it was dry. Because it flowed down, but it wasn't filled up by new water. So anyway, the water was going, the water was flowing, but it's just filled up by new water that comes afterwards. And here that's not happening, it just wasn't filled up. So the need on the issue is not al-fichas yam li-yabasha, and the water and the yam being transported into yabasha, which is the gather of kafus ha-homos of Kriyas Yamsuf. But rather, just on this kumodinozen. As we explained. So it's just a shinri teva, it's not hafkam yishotan shosar shayam. You still call the yam, still call the river, still call the area of water. Just now, there's been a shinri teva. And this water is not going to do what normal water normally does. What does normal water normally do? It normally spills down. And this water didn't spill. It stopped flowing. Anyway, the water flowed from where it was. But the empty space where the water flowed down wasn't filled up by the new water. But it's still called a river. So therefore, this is just a Shemitah. It wasn't Hafkam Yishotan Shosar Shalyam. And Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair could do that, just like the Aseret HaMakos. There was no, nature didn't refuse to change. Nature didn't refuse to change. V'zegam na'asa b'kriyat yam sufa yedei Moshe. Tanu klapei nitzvuko nei nozla. What Moshe Rabbeinu did was what Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair did. The nitzvuko nei nozla. That also. But there was an additional element. There was also the hafichas yam li'abosha. For that you need a special Tanai. And that Tanai was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with Moshe. And therefore the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, V'pnei Elokai Yaakov! Mi l'fnei Adon Chuli Yaretz, mi l'fnei Elokai Yaakov. Why Elokai Yaakov? Not Adon Chuli Yaretz. Adon Chuli Yaretz is called Vishimi Ateva. Nitzra, as we explained in the previous year. The Nitzra Chumot Nei Noslem. And that shows that God is master over the earth. That's changing Teva. But that's not the issue of the Sarah Shalyam. The issue of the Sarah Shalyam is Elokai Yaakov. What was done special for the Jewish people of Kriyas Yamsuf. And that is that the Yam is called now Yabasha. And if the Yam is called Yabasha, then Harav Reb Sarah Shalyam loses his malchus. We know politicians don't like that. See, if Ani Akotin had served Alpha Yisrael, if I were a politician and I held a very powerful office, I was a governor, a mayor, one of not a president. The first thing I would do when I got into office is quit. It's not for me. I don't need the pressure. You know, it's a very important job. gave me importance. Very, very important. And I'm glad that there are many people who are willing to do it. But I personally would, I would just drop out before I started. That's why I wouldn't run. I ran for treasurer of the student organization when I was in seventh grade. I lost. Anyway, that was the beginning and end of my career in politics. There was a, at the time, there was a gubernatorial race in New York, and there was a guy running named Lou Lerman. His last name was L-E-H-R-M-A-N, so I cut out of the newspaper, Erman. And then our mom had, like, you know, the New York Post, it says Erman. Lou Lerman, he was a Jewish guy. In any event, that was really off the topic. So generally, politicians don't like to give, they like their positions of power. And we can be Malawi Swiss, they're doing good things. So they want to keep it. So the Sereshal Yam, he's the Tsar of the Yam, he wants to keep his position. And now it's turning into Yabasha, so he loses it. So it emerges according to this, that indeed the Sil Kayam was Al-Yadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yolech Hashem Esayam Baruch Kolim Azza Kol HaLaila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brought this the yam with a strong east wind all night, and we saw from the chinuch in the first year that it looked like heaven because it was a strong wind, but it was really an ace. And it didn't go to the side, it went down, it went to the Tehomos. And that's what, as we said, through the Tanai of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this was done by Hashem. And on that, the Medrash says, Shebaruch Hayom B'Mekomo. May Hashem, the sea ran away from Hashem. So now it went away from its place, and it became Yabasha. And that's what we see in the Medrash in the Torah Shlema. When the Yam saw the power. That it's to the right of Moshe, Amar Lahem La'aretz. He said to the land, Asili Mechilos, make me tunnels. Ve'kaneis b'chal alecha, and I'll go into your open spaces. Mibnei Adon Ma'is and Baruch Hu, because of Hashem. Wow. So you see that that's the cup of Sohomos B'lev Yom. He says, make me these open spaces in the inside of the ground, and I'll go into you. And I have to run away from Hashem. So this was Hashem. The Yam turning into the Yabasha was Hashem. There was another in here. There was also Nitzvah Kumodei Noslim. That was through Moshe. There's the Yam being Borech from Hashem. And that's going into the ground, into the empty spaces in the ground. Kofi Zomus Belev Yam. And then there's also the Nei Noslim. And that was done by Moses. The wind was done by God. And then the Nei Noslim was done by Moshe. And that's the Medrash is talking about, like, Bikia Sayam. And not all the waters in the world, all the waters didn't have these 12 elements. And it brings the Pasuk Yed Moshe Siyada. So we're two, there's the Vayed Moshe and Vayolech Hashem. There's Moshe's hand and Hashem's, and that's Hashem, the right of Hashem with the right of Moshe. It was both of them. And therefore, it says, right, because the cup of sunless blood of Yam is Hashem, and the Nisuch Mordei Nozim is Moshe. The Yam being called the Yabasha is Hashem, Hashim and Yitzes and Mitzis. And the water changing its Teva and not spilling back down is going to the sides, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Didn't fill up the empty space, that's Moshe. And that's God's right hand and Moshe's right hand. And that's why it says, Hayam Rabbeinu, Bricha. and ran away from Hashem. Didn't split. Just ran into the, like we saw in the Medrash, into the chalal on the ground. In Hebrew and Israel, they're always making chalal. They have this empty space, and people like to expand their apartments. You build in the chalal, and sometimes they come, they catch you. They knock you down for 30,000, 40,000 shekel. So I don't recommend it unless you do it legally. It's great. Wish you brachish. Family, you should live in Israel, you should have a beautiful home, with nice halalim. You build new rooms and have more children. It's good for you, it's good for God, it's good for Klal Yisrael. Good health. In any event, so that's the end of the bricha, running away from Hashem. And then there's the end of the bekiah. The bekiah is nisuch ho'nei nozim, and that's splitting, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. As in Afan Moshe Bevinim, both in the Nifilat and Medrash, Shetzitatna, is it Moshe or is it God? It's both Moshe and God. Malcha Yom Kisanus. On one hand, on the other hand, Bayed Moshe Siyado, on the other hand, Lufnei Elokai Yaakov. So it's both. And Hashem's right hand and Moshe's right hand. And here in the nature, didn't it? Wasn't the problem was started because he didn't want to turn into Yabosha? Because now he's losing his Shildon. And that's the bricha of the water, Borech b'nei Hashem, and then splitting from Moshe. And it's Dafka b'nei Elokai Yaakov, Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf, not all the waters in the world. So Marib Rabbeisai Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful, beautiful mahalach, but this is just the beginning. I'm saying we have now we're going to get to the Biur HaPsukim, and we're going to start both hopefully going through the Shiran, seeing how this all works out in the Psukim. V'dvarim yivu alu la'afli be'ezrat Hashem yitbarach shema, ani kukach mitragesh, ani mitzapeh lekrat ha'lerot temshech הדברים הנפלאים, אבל בינתיים אני מודה לכם מאוד שהקשבתם. בעזרת השם יתברך, אנחנו נמשיך בלי נדר. השם שגיב us the life, the health, financial means, simple schaim, everything we need to continue. And I thank you for listening, and I'm here to Hashem bli neder. We shall continue. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom.